Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verses 31 through 37. Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon, down to the Sea of Galilee, and into the region of the Decapolis. There, some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged Jesus to place his hand on him. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven, and with a deep sigh said to him, "Ephphatha," which means, "be opened." At this the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone. But the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. "He has done everything well," they said. "He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." A hidden power. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. When the Super Bowl happens, it seems like everyone in America knows. Television stations display advertisements, news stations talk about it, and a large percentage of the nation tunes in to watch. When the day of the Super Bowl comes, it is a full production. There are pregame shows, the game takes a long time, a large halftime show, and a postgame presentation and show. It demands your attention. Once you hear about it, it's hard to miss. Jesus has more power and ability than every player in the Super Bowl. At the end of Mark chapter 7, he heals a man who is deaf and can hardly talk. Jesus proves that he is God. He proves that he has the power to save the world. This is a kind of power that should be on display, like the Super Bowl. But what does Jesus do when he heals this man? He takes him away from the crowd and has a personal moment with him. He looks up to heaven. Then Jesus does the impossible in secret. Finally, Jesus tells the man not to tell anyone. Jesus does not put his almighty power on display. It's the opposite of the Super Bowl. It seems like this should not have been written because it was so hidden. Jesus does not draw unwanted attention to his power. This helps us understand how God uses his power. It is not for entertainment. It is to draw people to himself. God uses his power to prove and support his message that Jesus is our Savior. And that is what happens with Jesus' hidden display of power. People recognized that he did all things well. More people wanted to hear about Jesus. How does God use power in your life? It is not like how the world uses power at the Super Bowl. It is more like this man who was lame. As we pray for God's power to be used in our lives, let's remember its purpose: to show us our Savior Jesus. If we know Jesus, we already have the power of God. We look to Jesus in prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for displaying your power to us. Help it to build our faith instead of doubting you. Open our eyes to see the power already at work in our life. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.